Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
Live in LA.
Oh. Happy hump day, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it feels like it's always hump day when you're away from home. Don't you think?
I thought hump day was a bad thing.
Nah, hump day's the middle of the week, mate.
Yeah, isn't that bad?
No, because
it's a downhill slide.
After that?
Yes.
Which means you're closer to the weekend.
Oh, I always thought hump day was like, oh gosh, I've forgotten how fun last weekend and the next one isn't even close enough.
Oh.
I've been getting it wrong.
You have.
Sorry, guys.
Oh.
I'm an idiot. Hey,
how dumb
great.
Are you? That would be good for our how dumb are you segment. Who didn't know hump day was
going on the
week,
list?
I knew it was the middle of the week, but I thought it was like, oh, hump day. Oh, gosh.
You've just gone down a notch in my...
I didn't think I had a notch left to go down, so I'm happy I wasn't on the bottom rung already.
Hey, so exciting.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw on your Twitter.
I did.
This guy hit us up because yesterday we were doing a thing where we were saying to Hey Siri, because my son was going, Hey Siri, what does the fox say? And then it was going, change.
And we
Chihuahua or whatever the
depressing moment that Siri's got way more personality and is funnier than we are.
Yeah, you asked her to take her clothes off. She didn't appreciate that.
She was sassy.
She wanted to know why. Why you would need that.
Fair question.
But a guy hit us up on Twitter and he told you to do one. What did he say?
Dave got in touch and he said, say to Siri, I see a little silhouette of a man.
Oh, I see a little silhouette. Do you have to sing it?
I don't think I'll say it. Hey Siri, I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango, thunderbolt and lightning, very frightening me. Galileo,
I've got to warn you, this goes on for a while.
Galileo, okay, we get
Galileo
it.
Figaro
Hang
Magnifico.
On,
I'm just a poor assistant. Nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family.
Oh. And this is how the robots slowly take over.
I wonder if you sang it to her that she'd sing it back. Nah, she's only got one tone, doesn't she, Siri?
I don't know.
Can you turn her off? She's really annoying. Anyway,
but she's still going.
Just put her on silent.
Just drop
mute
it in
her.
My coffee.
She's like my nav woman. She's just at me the whole time. Stop it. Okay, you learn to turn off your Siri. We've got some Pink to play.
Yeah, this one's massive because tomorrow, world famous rooftop presenting Pink in LA. You're going to hear it here tomorrow with Carrie and Tommy at 3 o'clock. Let's get into a new single right now. It is called What About Us? It's Carrie and Tommy live from LA.
And Siri.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we get a lot of stuff from America, right? It happens in America first, then we get it, right?
Yes, and I remember back in the day when it was like, it used to be ages.
Oh,
but now
like
it's
years away from getting your Nike high tops or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah,
people would come. I always remember kids would come back from America with something. Yeah. We'd be like, "What
when are we
that?
Getting?
Yeah.
It?
What yes. are Reebok pumps?"
And some of it you don't want. Like some of it, I'm like, "No, nah, I like our way in Australia. I don't want the American way." But there's something that we've discovered over the last few days, which is so crazy awesome.
Yeah.
And I do think we should get it in Australia. And I don't know why we don't have it in Australia, given it could change. Lives. It could save lives.
It could literally
save
lives.
And I don't know why we don't have it yet.
The thing you are talking about is this Amber Alert system, right? So the first time I noticed it, I had no idea what it was because I just got a random message to my phone.
And it wasn't just a message. It comes with like a, like an alert kind of sound.
Yep. And it literally says emergency alerts, Amber Alert, Albuquerque, NM, Amber, and then it gives a license plate of a car and the make and model and colour of that car.
So I got that the first time too when I was just sitting in bed. I'd woken up in the morning and I was like, what is this? And then I thought maybe it was a mistake. I wasn't meant to get it. And then we all sort of caught up, everyone that was here on holiday, we noticed we were all getting the same alert. And then this alert continued. What do you reckon? Like every hour and then occasionally like every 10 minutes for 24 hours?
Weirdly, I think there's something funny with that. I think we were getting it not how it is meant to work because of our international phones. Because I think for everybody else, they would just get it once. But for some reason, I think as soon as we went into like a Wi-Fi.
I got it like 20 times.
And like one at 10:47 and then one again at 10:50. And it was the same one. It did terrify me because.
You thought you were like closer to the area that it was happening or something.
Right. So it's specifically what it is
to do when a child has been abducted
in
America, they send out this alert within the neighbouring like regions, so in the states nearby, so that if you're driving along and or you know, you're sitting in a cafe and you see this pop up, you can look up and you can see a car nearby that's got the number plate requesting and you can then call emergency services.
Yep.
Because they say in the first, I think it's the first 24 hours is the most critical for trying to find a child after they've been abducted.
Yep.
And in the first 4 hours is the critical point. So you think that we weren't meant to be getting it every 10 minutes, but I think perhaps maybe that's the way it's meant to work, right? It's meant to just absolute pound people with this information.
Right.
So that you you know, you find this child, and it's proven to work. A couple of times in America, they had two kids that they reckon have been reunited as a result of this alert. One guy said he was actually babysitting. So his sister had asked him to babysit her new boyfriend's child, and he was babysitting this child, and then he got the Amber Alert on his phone, and he looked at that child and realised he had the child that they were issuing the Amber Alert for. And the reason was that his sister's boyfriend had taken the child from the mother without asking and had stolen her. Right? So he called police and they were reunited, and it happened again. A woman was on her lunch break and she looked down at her phone at the Amber Alert, looked up, and there was the child they were after, and the child was reunited with their mother. So it seems crazy, but it works.
Yeah, well, it's just technology doing an awesome thing.
And I don't get why we don't have it in Australia. So we've got a Facebook one that came in June where if you're in the area where a child has gone missing, that you get the Facebook book alert. So it's a similar kind of thing. In Queensland, they have it where it cuts in across TV and radio.
Yep.
And I think that's because they're very proactive there, obviously, after the Daniel Morcombe situation.
Yes.
And Queensland police have even said this kind of alert could have helped in a scenario like that, because it's those critical hours. So
you know what's really nice about it is everybody says technology is tearing us all apart and you spend so much time looking at your phone, you don't engage in any kind of real life. This is something that has such a community feel.
Doesn't it?
It's like, hey, let's look out for each other. Like, of course there's law enforcement, but we're existing in this world all together and we all want to make it as safe as we possibly can. This is just a lovely thing to go, hey, we can try and help.
And a good note to end this story on, that mother was found and she had kidnapped her children, this Amber Alert that we were getting last night.
Yep.
This morning I was watching the news and they found the children.
Yeah, great. So.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I mean, when you think of me, supreme athlete, is that the word that kind of come to your mind?
Sure.
Oh, Caitlin's laughing too much in the background there. That's a bit hurtful.
There's other words that come to my mind, but let's go with those.
Can you say any of them?
No, you are getting fit because you're doing your fun run.
Yes.
Which excites me because fun runs are one of the greatest things. Do you know what? Before I did my fun run, I didn't understand why they were called fun runs.
Oh,
and now that I've done a fun run, they're not fun during them, but God, they're fun after.
Yeah, and I think the build up, it makes you, like this is the reason I wanted to do it, right? Because it's locked in on a date, October 15th, and so you can work towards it.
And you can do it with a friend. Like I did my first fun run with a friend, and honestly, by the end of it, we were crying. We were so excited about what we'd achieved. Like you're talking about two mums that have never run in their life, and we completed a 14K fun run, and we were in hysterics at the end. We were so happy. We were crying. It was like it was like I was in the Olympics.
I would have seen you and I would have thought, this poor woman, she's in so much pain, she's crying.
No, haven't you noticed lots of people get emotional? I get emotional watching. Like I'll go into the MCG, which is the stadium in Melbourne where they often finish runs.
Yes.
And I'll see the people at the finish line and I'll be crying.
Right. So the longest I've done is I've done one 10K run and it was over 10 years ago, right? So this is like
you're doing a half marathon now.
Yeah. So I spoke to my personal trainer and with who I've got for this because I'm like, hey, I wanted to get into shape because I'm going to do a half marathon.
Yeah. So that's 21, is it?
21 point something. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And he said to me, he goes, are you running? And I had started running at this point and I said, I am. I think I'm feeling pretty good. And he goes, how far are you running? And I said, I'm doing 5K 3 days a week. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
So what are you training? But you got to get up to 21.
Yeah, I got to get up to 21.
You got to do it slowly. Yeah. So 5's good.
And he goes, look, that's a great start and I think you're going to be absolutely fine. If you're already running that much now, I think you're going to be fine. Right. And he goes, what you should do is get this app. It's called Map My Run. And what it does is it measures how far
you
go.
It draws you a little map of what you're doing.
And it keeps time. Yep. And so you kind of get your pacing. And I go, that is a fantastic idea.
And it's good because you can't always tell when you're running. Like you run and you're so tired you think you've, you know, done 50 Ks, you've done, you know, 48. Yeah.
Well, not me because I'm exactly perfect with distance.
Are you good? See, I'm terrible with distance.
Well, I thought I was perfect with distance because then I went around my usual running route.
Do you run nearby?
Just around a park, yeah. Right. And my 5K, one circuit around, beautiful. And I did it for Map My Run and I thought, that's interesting. I wonder if Map My Run is broken because the circuit that I thought was 5K was 1.5K. So I think I've been doing 5K a week.
No.
And I thought I'll test it again because maybe it takes a bit to collaborate.
That's
the thing.
A big difference.
And I know, mate. It's not even 5K combined. My three runs aren't even 5K combined. And I went back to the trainer and I said, it's only 1.5K. And he laughed and he goes, So when I said how long it takes you, because I said it takes me about 15 minutes, and he goes...
You were thinking it takes you 15 minutes for 5K, yeah, which and is he very
goes,
good.
Yeah, he goes, you're flying. And I went, I am pretty good. And then he goes, if you're taking 15 minutes for 1.5K, you are in so much trouble.
And then what state are you in after the 1.5?
I'm a mess.
Oh, my God. And you've got to run 21.
Yeah. And he looked at me. You know how personal trainers are meant to motivate you? And they're meant to give you the words. He just goes, you're stuffed.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar... Emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer. I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun and you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I've been to America a couple of times over my lifetime. I think you've been a lot more than I have.
No, that's not true. The other day you were like, I've been here 5 times.
Well, I think over a lifetime, that's not too bad for work and stuff.
I haven't really been
to LA before.
Oh, you're
for
very
much fun.
Showbiz, and I get it. And
no,
I like
I'm
it.
Not showbiz.
I like it, mate.
I was actually only thinking the other day that when I come to LA, I'm always in a hotel room because I'm working. I never go out and do anything.
Again, that sounds very showbiz.
But I've made up for it this trip.
What's happened?
No, I've just been out partying.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Although I was there only by photographic evidence. I don't actually remember a lot of it.
Okay, I think you should stop talking now.
Okay, no, sorry.
But anyway, one of the things I've noticed that I'm sure you have noticed is their TV commercials, right?
Right.
It always makes me chuckle because there's always ads for anything delicious you could possibly think of. Yeah. So there's obviously the burgers, the Twinkies, all that. But next level food, like you know how we have like stuffed crusts and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a waffle combined with a pancake, combined with an ice cream cone, combined with a cup of coffee, combined with chocolate and sprinkles and everything else you could possibly want.
Is it fair to say food that I'm surprised often isn't illegal?
Okay, exactly.
It's like, how are you allowed to sell this?
And what is it doing to your body when you eat it?
Oh, boy.
But then you find out what it's doing because the next ad is always an ad for, are you feeling overweight and tired and gross? Yes, because I'm eating all that food that you just sold me 30 seconds before in the commercial, right? So there seems to be a pill for everything.
Right.
Any symptom you have, you can take something for over here. Like pharmaceutical companies must make an absolute mozza in America, right? But the pharmaceutical ads confuse me, okay? And I was watching one today and the ad started and I was like, yes, yes, I need this, yes. By the end of the ad, I was so scared of the product they were selling that I was like, how are they making any money off that?
Then you need an anxiety pill to get over your fear
thing that you're not going to buy. I want
to
play this to you and I want you to step through the emotional roller coaster that I went through as I listened to it, okay? So it's marketing something called Lyrica, and this is what Lyrica is for.
Before fibromyalgia, I was a doer. I was active. Then the chronic widespread pain drained my energy. My doctor said moving more helps ease fibromyalgia pain. She also prescribed Lyrica.
Sounds good, yeah? If you've got fibromyalgia pain, that's what you need.
I don't understand what that bit
is. I don't know what that bit is either, but it sounds horrible. And
It
sounds like before she had it, she had a life and now she doesn't.
Well,
right?
And she's got such a nice voice that even though I don't even know what that is, I'm like, maybe I have that.
And maybe you want to help her. So she's prescribed Lyrica.
Yeah.
For some, Lyrica can significantly relieve fibromyalgia pain and improve function. So I feel better.
Great. Now,
for some, she doesn't guarantee all.
No, not all. And we should point out, in America, everyone's so scared of being sued, right? That there's always disclaimers on ads. Mm. You know how we have at the end, written and authorized by, they have,
that's
you know.
That's what we haven't done over here yet. We haven't sued anybody.
No, we haven't. Oh, I could sue you for my leg injury.
Okay, enough of the suing talk. Back to you.
Anyway, so they just have to put in like a little disclaimer just so they don't get sued that, you know, look, it might cause some other issues when you take it.
There could be some side effects.
Just a couple. Okay. Let's just have a listen.
Okay.
Lyrica may cause serious allergic reactions. Tell your doctor right away if you have these, new or worsening depression, or unusual changes in mood or behavior, or swelling, trouble breathing, rash, hives, blisters, muscle pain with fever, tired feeling, or blurry vision.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's longer than the ad.
Okay. Oh, wait. There's more. You also forgot.
Is that not the end of the
ad?
You
forgot there's also some side effects. We've got to tell you about the side effects.
Common side effects are dizziness, sleepiness, weight gain, and swelling of hands, legs, and feet. Don't drink alcohol while taking Lyrica. Don't drink drive or use machinery until you know how Lyrica affects you. Those who have had a drug or alcohol problem may be more likely to misuse Lyrica.
Oh my God.
But don't worry, because this is how she feels at the end.
With less pain, I can be more active.
How can you be more active? You can't drive, you're depressed, you're itching from all the hives you've got from the allergic reaction you've had. Like, the whole ad is more time talking about how bad it is for you than there is talking about how good it is for you.
I've just worked out why it only works for some, because the others, they're dead now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How good was Sam Smith last night?
You know what? Because I wasn't. I like him, but I wasn't. You love him.
Yeah. So we got to go to this little private show where he played his whole album that's coming out, including that song we just heard then. And I had tears in my eyes. I've still got tingles when I think about it.
Yeah, it was.
I love him. But you, as somebody who came into it just knowing his major hits, and that was it. How good was he?
He was incredible. The kid can sing.
He looks so different now, too.
You know what?
He's got a bit of JT about him.
I reckon he's going to be all right.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he's going to go fine. You reckon he's got a bit of JT about
him? Yeah, I do. Yeah, now that his looks changed, I feel like, anyway. I'll take him as Sam, JT, whatever he wants to be. It's delightful.
Take him any way you can.
Any way I can.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've discovered something about myself.
Mm.
I am an emotional wreck when I travel away from my family.
What do you mean?
It's like an emotional roller coaster.
Because you miss them?
I do. Like, I was by the pool today and, okay, so normally when I'm by the pool, I'm there with my children on a holiday or at a friend's house, and I'm making sure they don't drown and, I'm in the pool and in and out and in and out. Don't go near the edge,
mum,
you know.
You're being full,
trying
mum.
To put sunscreen on, trying to put puffy bloody, what are those called? What are they called? Floaties on their arms. I can't get them in, and then I'm deflating them and blowing them up and deflating them, and then they want them on and off. It, even just thinking about my time near the pool with my kids makes me feel stressed,
and
right?
It's harder and harder now because I've got to have all those. Like, remember with us.
Rash vest. And
rash
the hat
vest,
and the
hat with the flap at the back.
I mean, that is good. Skin cancer is kind of a good thing.
Completely.
But it does add to the workload.
Oh, it's exhausting. And that's why I find it very stressful being a mum.
So you would think when you come away and, like, we're getting a bit of pool time, right?
You get a cocktail.
So I'm sitting at the pool today and there was this little two-year-old walking around. She was so cute. I was like, no, I want to go play with her. I might go take her and just come bring her over and have a little play in the water. And then there was a baby. There was a mum changing a pooey nappy on the lounge. And I was like, oh, I wish that was me. No, you don't, you idiot. Mate, if that was you changing a pooey nap by the pool, you'd be looking at the person who's sitting there with their reading their book thinking, why can't I just read my book in peace?
Mate, if you want to poo your nappy, we will change you.
No, but I wanted to be doing the changing.
Oh.
Like, this is what I mean. My mind goes hectic, right? It's like when I get on a plane. When I'm on a plane with my kids and Evie's crawling all over me, she's dropping stuff on the seat behind me. You can't get through more than 10 minutes of any show because Peppa Pig's finished and you have to reset it onto the next one. Like, it's full on. But yet I got on the plane to come here on my own and I was crying at everything I watched, which your theory is true. You cry on planes all the time. Yep. And then I was wishing that they were there. And I'm like, Carrie, when they are there, you're wishing that they're not there. Don't wish them. Like, what is going on? It's too much for my brain. And I need to find a way. I'm trying to work out a method that I can go away and have a good time. Still love my family,
but
not miss
something.
Them so much. Because when I'm back home doing the washing in 2 days' time and cooking and there's a lot of screaming and annoying, I'll think to myself, I wish I was in LA just laying by the pool. But when I'm at the pool, I can't just enjoy being by the pool.
So I'm going to suggest something and you might not like it as an idea. What you need to do is you need to go away with your family, but then every, say, hour, just give them to strangers so they can look after them and then have an hour by yourself.
Right. Okay.
So, because I feel like you just want what you can't have.
No, that's it.
Right.
I think that is it.
Oh, you know what you need? You need a network of fun mums like you, right? So when you're around the pool, and that you saw that gorgeous 2 year old, and you're like, you see, her mum would be sitting there not thinking this is a gorgeous 2 year old. She'd be thinking, I wish someone would take them.
And I could say, how about I play with your kid for a bit, and she can have some chill out time.
Kid swap.
Okay.
This is good.
Well, that's one answer. But I want people to call up 131060. Yes. And if you travel, because some people travel for work, some people do night shifts, and they're always away from their kids. Whatever your scenario is, if you do have to spend time away from your kids, or even if you decide just to have a weekend away with girlfriends, and you find that you spend that time thinking, feeling guilty that you should be back at home or missing them, what's your method? What do you do to help yourself get through that time.
Yeah, I do need to point out just very quickly that I do like your way that you cope with guilt. It's a very interesting coping mechanism.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You just go out and party and tear up the dance floor, because I've seen a lot of you doing that.
I just want to point out, during that time, I was missing them a lot.
Yeah, you smile.
All right, let's do it. 13, 10, 60. We're looking for methods to help you deal with being away from your family.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13, 10, 60. We'd love to know methods that help you deal with being away from your family.
Because I get homesick, right? Yep. But I've worked out when I'm preparing to go away from the kids for a couple of nights for a holiday, I'm so psyched. I'm so excited. Yep. I'm like, this is mummy time. And then I get on mummy time and I'm like, oh, I want to be home with the kids.
You know what the problem is? Your kids are too cute.
Oh, they're so cute.
Like, there'd be people out there that don't have cute kids and they'd be like, thank God. I'm away from that little rat bag.
Oh, and the thing is...
And they'd be like, do you want to FaceTime? I'm like, I don't need to see him. Just audio will be fine.
Well, speaking of FaceTime, right, Gemma, who we're here with our boss, right, yeah. I was talking to her about it because she was getting messages from her husband, kind of like I was getting from Chris. I was getting messages from Chris saying, Evie's standing at the door saying, Mummy, come home. Mummy, come home.
That's not helping.
I don't want that message. And Gemma was saying she was getting messages from her hubby of her kids playing, being cute together. And it's like, you two know what you're doing. You're trying to make us feel bad that we're on a mummy trip away and you're stuck at home with the kids.
Big time.
But we have Gemma on the line now. Gem, you told me a really smart idea for how to kind of put your kids out of your mind in a way.
Well, I know this is the thing. It sounds so brutal. I'm going to sound like a cold mum. But no, my thing is, because I have to travel for work, my thing is I don't FaceTime. Which is hard, obviously, I know it sounds mean. Means for me, I'm not seeing them and getting all upset, and it also means that they don't see that mummy's away, and it kind of highlights that I'm not there. I don't know.
Because that's the thing. No, I've heard that before, because you think you need to call in all the time to remind them that mummy's still around, right? Yeah. But they're actually better off if they've forgotten about you for a few days and they're in their own world. So it's like you're almost FaceTiming only for you, not really for them.
Now, Jeremy, is that 100% true, or is it also much harder to hide a cocktail when you're FaceTiming?
Even as I'm doing this call whilst you're doing the show, I'm downstairs at the pool having a Bloody Mary. So,
you are working though, yeah?
Of course.
All right, thanks, Jem. Let's go to Sarah now in Melbourne. Sarah, what tip have you got for me put the kids out of your mind so you don't feel homesick the whole time? Well, I don't know how to phrase it.
I just can't wait to get homesick.
I definitely think that you should head to the nearest shopping centre, because if you know what it's like shopping with a child, you will be grateful to be able to go and walk down the Grove hands-free without a screaming toddler ruining clothes.
That is genius, because normally when I go shopping, I end up with a basket full of stuff I didn't want just because Evie puts them all in, and then I get to the counter and I have to go, oh, can you hide this stuff because I don't want any of it.
Right, so do activities that they usually make hard.
Yes.
That's a very good idea. I told you, my sister, when she goes away, she said the thing that she looks forward to most is being able to pee uninterrupted. Because she's got
you've got to pee more.
Quick, drink up, Pickers, drink up.
What about Monique in Melbourne? Monique, what do you do?
The best thing to do is go on YouTube and put on Peppa Pig music.
And remind yourself of all those times.
That drives anyone crazy.
Yeah.
Do you just feel it all tense up as soon as you hear the music? It just all gets a bit more stressful.
Yes. The face starts getting red. You start getting drips of sweat off the forehead. That'll make you not miss your children at all.
It'd be Wheels on the Bus for me. I have to listen to that song. Even actually now, as I'm thinking about it, it's making me miss them less. This is good.
Yeah.
This is going to be slowly raising.
This is going to be a wild holiday soon. We're going to be going, where's Bickmore? And we'll go, she's on the bog listening to Peppa Pig music.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, and tomorrow, we're pretty excited because everybody gets to hear the whole reason we've come here.
Yes.
The biggest artist in the world.
Pink on the world famous rooftop.
Yeah.
An hour of power with Pink.
Oh.
Oh, what a gem.
And it's all her talent sitting 1-on-2 across from us with me really bringing down the average.
Oh, and she's just, not only is she an incredible singer, but I was just thinking when I watched her do that VMA speech a few weeks ago, reminded me again, she's just an incredible human.
That speech was amazing.
Wasn't it? Yeah, she's just got this great attitude to life, and it's a fun hour, and you're going to love it. So tomorrow, 3 p.m. with us.
Yep. See you there.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.